Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is the Friday four-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to the week in review. 12:45. Keefe's keys to the preseason.
Whew.
At 1 o'clock. And we can circle back to the latest news. Joe Mazzulla, a multi-year contract extension with the Celtics. We're getting taken to task, Keefe.
What?
By the text line.
Oh, man.
Very unfairly.
All right.
617-779-7937. Guys, a whole segment.
Yeah.
And not a word on the reality that you're being paid to pretend that Bill Chisholm is not a cheap carpetbagger owner.
Wow.
Yeah.
We already exposed him as a liar when he said he was from the North Shore.
Well, that is true. We're boots on the ground at the ground level for that. That's true.
We have pointed out that there's been salary dumps all over the place. They might raise a banner to say they got under the second apron this year. We've pointed all that out. They signed their coach. They do need somebody to coach the team. They like Mazzulla. We have no idea how much he's making. It also doesn't impact the cap or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
no, Bill.
All right, so just every time we talk Celtics, we have to mention he's cheap. I guess
we did talk about it the other day. They've cut their payroll from like $550 million to $220 or something like that. I don't really think the Mazzulla. I mean, he's paying Mazzulla.
Yeah, I guess he is paying Mazzulla. He's not a free coach.
Yeah, I mean, I guess is the implication that he's saving money on some of these players to pay Mazzulla. I don't really think how it works.
Good burn,
but fair enough. And if we're getting paid by the new ownership group, Keefe,
not much.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no,
but I don't know. I know not everybody's getting paid on time, so maybe that's what's going on. All right, what do we have for a four-pack of questions here today, Bill?
All right, first one is, who is the most underrated player in the NFL?
Ooh, most underrated. Was this
Real quick, so there was a list that came out the other day. It was top 10 most overrated players of all time. There was like a whole list and blah, blah, blah. I saw Andy Hart tweeting about it because they had Bo Jackson on the list. And that's like his favorite athlete of all time.
I saw Andy. I didn't realize this was that list. I saw him bitching about
Bo Jackson.
There's
another one of Andy Hart's beefs. Yeah. You know, he gets on Twitter. He gets all fired up about different people.
Have to have the author. the author come in.
Freeman Studio.
Yeah, Will could mediate. Yeah.
For an electric 5 minutes. Yes. So they could maybe do that.
Yeah.
But so yesterday, Ted Johnson had his top five most overrated and top five underrated players he ever played against.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some older. I figure let's freshen that up and go with today's players. Who do you think, Jones? Because I got one of each here. Who do you think is the most underrated player in the league?
I think this guy's very underrated. He probably will go in as a Hall of Famer. So I don't know how you're going to feel about this guy based on some off-air discussion.
All right.
But I think Mike Evans is criminally underrated as an all-time great receiver. I think you talk about guys' recent vintage, and he's not the best receiver in the league right now.
No.
You know, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, guys like this. I mean, he's not at that level anymore. But he's walked in 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's been productive since day one.
Even though they manipulated it last year.
They did manipulate it a year ago.
I don't hate that, but they did.
He won a Super Bowl. So to me, I think he's a guy who, when you talk about the all-time great receivers, he might be a notch below them. I think he belongs with them.
Yeah.
Like him and Fitzgerald in the last 20, 25 years. So to me, I would have him as very, very underrated.
I'm also going with the wide receiver. And
We actually should have known that.
Yeah, it's not a shock at all. But we always come up with like, oh, this, you know, the Patriots are playing this guy, and he's a top five receiver. He's a top 10 receiver. And you mentioned Chase. You know, Justin Jefferson are like synonymous. You know, CeeDee Lamb. There's so many guys that immediately come to mind. I feel like this guy flies under the radar, but Drake London.
Oh, yeah, good player.
Unbelievable year last year. So he's more on the radar this year, obviously. But I feel like his name doesn't get brought up when you look at, like, the best receivers in the NFL. Like, you'll talk about Garrett Wilson even before we'll talk about Drake London. He had 100 catches last year, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, bad quarterback play overall. You know, Kirk Cousins was a mess. So Drake London, I don't even know if he's on a lot of people's top 10 lists, but he probably should be.
Yeah, I think that's fair as a top 10 wide receiver. And he's a guy I did not love coming out in college.
Yeah, no, same.
Good one from the text line, Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard!
Criminally underrated, says Dice.
He used to just wait his turn. He'd wait until McCaffrey got hurt, and then he'd start 3 games and have like 300 yards. And you're like, that guy's pretty good. How come he's a player?
Yeah. So there you go. That is the most underrated. What else do we have, Bill?
Who is the most overrated player?
Most overrated player.
I think the NFL's top 100 has exposed this player.
Oh.
And
oh,
this is a guy I like. So I like him, but I do think on some of these player lists, even your quarterback list over there, Keith, I think he gets a little too much pub is Dak Prescott. He's the Cowboys quarterback, so I think he gets more pub than he probably deserves.
Runner up of the MVP his last healthy year.
He was. Yeah. He's also been healthy, what, twice in the last 5 years.
All right.
So
he's due.
Okay, but he doesn't stay healthy. I think he's good. Yeah. I don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. I think Dak Prescott overrated.
Yeah. I think it's also a quarterback. I think it's easy to be overrated as a quarterback.
Yeah,
and underrated as a wide receiver, as it turns out. It might just be a position thing, as it turns out. We've mentioned this guy a few times, and also I think he's good, but you just see him like creeping closer and closer to the top five, which I don't think he is, and that's Matthew Stafford. Like this year's Matthew Stafford.
Right, so like I like profanity. I like Stafford. You like Dak. And I think it's interesting that we both have those quarterbacks as overrated.
Well, because aren't the top four kind of unanimous? And then there's like Daniels and Hurts from the NFC.
Yep.
Although a lot of these lists that we saw coming out of you know ESPN, NFL Network.
You hate Baker Mayfield. I love Baker Mayfield.
No, sir.
He's usually right there.
But like Stafford was ahead of all those guys on a lot of lists. Like consensus, right. Stafford. So you're like, you think Stafford's the best quarterback in the NFC right now? I don't. I think there's at least three guys better than him. At least.
Yeah, we just named him. I think I would take Hurts and Daniels and Mayfield all over him. I like him.
Yeah. He is good and he's had a great career, but I'm talking about like right now, sort of how he's viewed. I think it's a little much.
I've honestly done a 180 on him, and maybe this speaks to what you're talking about. I thought he was overrated in Detroit. People are like, oh, if you ever put him in a winning situation, he's a good... I always knew he was tough. But then he went to the Rams and he won right away. And those people were right. I was wrong about him.
Yeah,
so I've seen, I think, the error of my ways on Matt Stafford.
But not that the Madden ratings are the be-all, end-all, but they came out recently. He is the fifth highest rated quarterback.
So that's too high.
That's another example.
Do you have Dak on that list? I bet Dak's high on that list, too.
I was going to ask about Jordan Love, because I feel like Jordan Love is a ton
I had Jordan Love. That might have been the name I would have named other than Dak Prescott. Yeah.
Dak Prescott's 12th.
Okay.
But, like, he's tied with, but below Brock Purdy.
Madden probably has him about right.
Jordan Love is below Dak Prescott.
Purdy's another name I thought about, but I was like, he's just overpaid. I think everybody kind of knows what he is.
Yeah, right. I certainly don't overrate him.
Right.
I might even underrate him just because, like, I don't think he's very good at all.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Is a statue the highest honor you can receive?
I mean, would you rather, I guess, like,
it's higher than having your jersey pulled up into the rafters, your number retired,
one
right?
of, like, 30 guys, if you're, like, on the Celtics, for example. Right, like, me and team. All these guys, all right, of our right, numbers right, retired. Right. So number retired is a good one, but statue's better. Like, Ring of Honor is cool, but it's also not all those guys have statues. What about, like, having a street named after you? You in on that? Then you pop up on, like, the Waze app. You're like, oh, go down Keefe Way.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. You can name streets after anybody.
That's true. And you can have, like, a little side dumpy
That's
street.
That's what I mean, exactly.
Hey, this street stinks. I hate this street.
All the streets in New York
What's
after
the street?
Players?
Say it again?
Didn't they name all the streets in New York after Knicks players during the playoffs?
There's Charles Oakley Way.
No, it was, like last year? Bridges Street.
No,
Mikhail
it wasn't.
Bridges Street? Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
They
the playoffs.
They should have given him a bridge.
Carl Anthony. Yeah, right.
Mikhail
Bridge.
Yeah.
It's not the McHale Bridge.
It's not the Brooklyn Bridge anymore. No. It is the McHale Bridge.
The Jalen Brunson Boulevard. You're like, okay.
The Anthony Cuomo Bridge.
Yeah, I'm
for McHale Bridges.
All right, so put that to the side. Going into the Hall of Fame is great, but even the Hall of Famers all don't have statues. There's probably fewer. It might be the best honor you can get.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, they're not all great or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to honor a sports legend, if you will, there's really not much more you can do than that.
No.
Right? Like Bobby Orr, Bill Russell,
yeah.
Red Auerbach.
Especially a statue done right.
Well, that's tricky.
So, I would agree with that. I think that probably is, as an athlete, the highest honor you can receive. Better than retiring your number. Better than, look at this. This is on Twitch. All the different street names. Josh Hart Street.
OG Anunoby got one?
It was after they beat Celtics. They put up all these street signs.
Jalen Brunson Boulevard does have a good ring to it.
I mean, I obviously like that. Oh, Mikhail Bridges Block.
Like, that's like something you would think they would do in Indianapolis when they went to the final.
No,
like
New York City.
Oklahoma City, right. New York City named it? That's kind of pathetic.
Oh, Text Line has a good one. What about getting like a food named after you? That's better than a statue.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'll order the Adam Jones.
Yeah, what would that be?
Stale. Garbage.
Dead pigeon between two
dry slices of bread.
Yeah.
Trash.
Everybody would hate it and send it back.
Stale white bread and mayo.
All right, fair enough.
Dead bird. Wet bird.
Dead wet bird. That's what it would be.
Two Adam Joneses to go. Right, we're going to kill another bird.
All right, what's the last one, Bill?
When can you order pumpkin food or drinks?
See, I love pumpkin food and drinks. I know you're not a big pumpkin food or drink person.
No, I like it.
But is there a time of the year where you think it's acceptable?
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, October.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
When do you start?
After Labor Day. September. No, September's a sweet spot. I used to tell myself this.
That's nonsense.
This is a thing I told myself. I said, self, you
just
can get
wait.
Yourself.
You just wait until after Labor Day, self.
Because they're starting to put these out in the stores now. And even I, the biggest fan of it, will say it's too early. But if I'm sitting down for a fantasy football draft, I will give myself, that's when I can crack open a pumpkin beer. And I normally wait until like the last minute for a fantasy football draft, like Labor Day, day after Labor Day, right before the season kicks off. So I think August.
Aren't you
August,
sick of it by the time Halloween rolls around, though?
Right around there. So 2 months.
You got to give yourself.
It's timed out perfect.
Yeah, 2 months. You have 2 months of it, September and October. Because you can also, in the beer world anyway, you can go back and forth from Oktoberfest beers and pumpkin beers.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take a pumpkin spiced latte, iced. I'll take a pumpkin ice cream. I'll take a pumpkin bread, a pumpkin loaf.
I do like a pumpkin loaf.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I only want October.
Pumpkin seeds.
That month.
Pumpkin pie.
That month. That's all you get. You gotta chew those carefully. You don't want those coming out the other way.
Well, the ones that come out in September, though, they're fresher, because they're putting them out way too early.
Okay.
They're starting that. You go to like the grocery stores now, they already like got a lot of pumpkin stuff out now, which you shouldn't be like sweating. You shouldn't come in from like a hot day and be like, "Where's my pumpkin stuff?" Like, you need to wait till it gets a little bit cooler.
Those days in September are pretty hot.
I know that, which that bums me out. But there's football. Like, if you're watching football, like, you're not like, "Oh, time to kick up and watch a baseball game with some pumpkin stuff." But like football, I feel like it's the season.
Okay, that's the Friday Four Pack every Friday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. Your most underrated players, your most overrated players in the NFL. Is a statue the highest honor you can receive?
Food is a good one. That is a good
Food's
one.
A great
you
one.
You get a nice
Assuming
sandwich.
Assuming it's a good food.
A nice sandwich named after you, that is pretty good.
I used to get the Doug Flutie up at the Force.
Oh, that's what you'd go with.
Yeah. It was like a buffalo sub.
I'm trying to remember what the Larry Bird was.
McDonald's was doing that for a while. Remember they had like the Cotty B meal and this person had their
really?
Meal. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think. Don't they have like.
Like they're just limited time things, but it was, you know, fill in celebrity name here and here's your McDonald's.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is doing it like Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, they are. There's Sabrina Carpenter cups coming out.
I think McDonald's just announced like a whole new adult Happy Meal thing they're releasing.
Oh, you know what I did today? You know what I got?
So Happy Meal.
I'm going to post a video
did
of
you?
It.
No, no, I'm saying so it's just a regular value meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but it has like throwback. Hang on. I just pulled it up. Go ahead.
I'll put this up later. I do some food reviews every once in a while.
Sick brag, bro.
I dabble in that in the Instagram and Twitter food videos. It's usually just Frosties from Wendy's. But I did the spicy sausage egg McMuffins.
Oh, that sounds
good.
That's a new thing?
I had two of those today. Yeah,
how's that?
Well, fine. Reviews come watch up. The video.
Okay.
At Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram. Okay. I'll be firing that up soon.
McDonald's.
Oh, is that what you walked in with today?
Yeah.
They were gone in like 15 seconds.
Well, that's amazing.
They're gone by the time I got here.
Smell real good.
No evidence either. Ate them real quick.
McDonald's is launching a new nostalgia-fueled Happy Meal for adults. Each meal includes one of six collectible tins.
Okay.
Each theme with a different
tins?
Character. Yeah. Of the McDonald land game.
So you can put your dip in there.
Your Grimace.
Oh.
Your Hamburglar.
Grimmy.
Yeah.
Call me when they bring back the Dream Team cups.
Thank you, Bill. The greatest thing McDonald's ever did, and they've done a lot of great things. Shamrock Shake would be two. Number one would be the Dream Team cups. I think I had not all of them, that's for sure. I think Patrick Ewing, David Robinson might have been what we had in our house.
The individual.
Did you have a Mullen?
So
it was like the big plastic cup.
And so is that the greatest? Is that the greatest thing you can get as an athlete?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Getting on the cup like that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. You have to get the large. Big old large Coke for an 8-year-old kid. Slamming that down. Yeah.
And at that time, to it make it 90s. Large was probably a quarter, if even that.
Oh, yeah. It was free.
They're still under $10.
Yeah. Everything was free.
Keith at the soda machine, putting all the different sodas into one big concoction. I can see that. So there you go. That's the Friday 4-pack.
Watch down that dead bird.
617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Red Sox coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now,
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
As we know, in this game, it takes a team. And, you know, it took a team to get this done. And I couldn't think of a better city to play in. For the next 8 to 9 years of my life, and I'm super excited. I want to thank all the fans who show up every day and continue to support us regardless of the outcome. it's truly just a special place to play and a special place to show up every single day. So I couldn't be more excited for this and couldn't be more thankful for everyone in this room and everyone who's helped me get here today.
Yeah, that was Roman Anthony after getting his $130 million extension. That could go to 230, but it won't.
It seems unlikely, and if it does, he might go down as the greatest player of all time.
If he does max out the 230, Red Sox really got a heist on this
steal.
Deal.
Yeah, an absolute steal, yeah.
Criminal contract is what that is. Speaking of contracts, if you're just tuning in, Joe Mazzulla got a multi-year extension from the Boston Celtics. That was some breaking news earlier today. Wouldn't say it's totally out of left field, but you can discuss how you feel about it. Right move, wrong move by the Celtics. I'm fine with it. You can't have him going into a lame duck year.
Same.
They weren't going to fire him, so give him an extension. And if he sucks this year, you can talk about firing him then. We'll get to your feedback again at 617-779-7937. We'll circle back to the Patriots preseason game number one tonight against the Washington Commanders. How much should Drake May play? I think we got some interesting insight into that based on a couple of preseason games last night and the Brady statue getting unveiled,
woo!
Which we'll get to as well. Before we get to the Red Sox, Keith, we're getting a number of suggestions about the best way to honor an athlete.
Yeah.
We agreed, statue.
Way up there, if not the best.
Now, we have one texter over and over and over again saying a disease is the best way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Lou Gehrig would be their point. I don't know that that's the highest honor that I would want, quite frankly.
No.
How about an award named after you, like a Cy Young?
That's pretty great.
Like a Heisman.
Cy Young. And even now in the NBA, I think they've done a nice job where, like, the Bill Russell is for the Finals MVP, the Kobe Bryant for the All-Star Game MVP, the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson for the Conference Finals MVP. That's a great call. Cy Young is like an all-timer, though. It's like that people don't even know.
He's a player.
He played.
People just think it's the name of the award.
Like the best pitcher is just the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cy Young, Heisman. I mean, all of college football does it. With some obscure players.
Yeah. You're Bednarik.
Yeah, when you're talking, your Mackey Award.
Your John Mackey Award. Yeah, exactly.
Jim Thorpe's not that random. But, like, yeah, there's a lot of them in there. Yeah, that's a good one because that becomes synonymous and it kind of lives on forever that way.
People said being knighted.
I guess. I feel like a lot of actors get knighted.
Like, has that gone downhill now?
Don't you think
anybody can get it?
Like, oh, and like, I'm not saying it.
Well, not anybody.
Well, like Sir Anthony Hopkins, like right. Sir, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah. They're all sirs.
Yeah.
And ma'ams. They do it all the time. I think if you look up most famous like English actors, I bet they've all been knighted.
Oh, this is true. Hockey does a lot of that too with the awards. You mentioned college football. Hockey does. Hockey does
Hobie Baker.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hobie Baker. I think he went to St. Paul's.
Or as Twitch chat is saying, the Norris. All the yeah. So that is. You know what? The more I think about it,
that might
be cooler than a statue.
Because you can like eventually walk by a statue and not notice it. Whereas like every year you're like, all right, well, how many like Norris trophies did this guy win? Or like who's a finalist for the Norris? Yeah, that's a good idea.
On the Red Sox, Keith, they only lost one game after winning seven in a row. But
seven.
Thank you. Seattle's right there. Although Naylor got hurt last night, you see that? Ken cursed him.
He's swiping back, hitting home runs. I was getting hurt.
I believe. Fact check me on that. I believe he left the game early last night.
Oh,
so I don't know how significant. But they're only a game back. Yankees are not going to continue to play as poorly as they have been. And then you have Texas looming there as well. I think.
Also, Cleveland. Like, well, I thought Cleveland was dead and buried. They've won three straight, though.
I'm less worried about them, but you're right.
They've
won 7-10 and three straight, yeah.
Right. So, like, Cleveland and Texas are actually tied right now as far as both being 1.5 back of the Yankees.
So here's what I'm a little concerned about. This trip.
Like, yeah, they got good teams.
You know, just don't tank on this trip. And not to put them back where they were coming out of the All-Star break. A lot of people highlighted at Chicago, at Philly, home against the Dodgers. They survived that. They didn't crush it by any means, but they survived it. Survive this. 500. You know, don't go 1-5 on this trip.
No, 3-3 you'll take.
You know, the way San Diego, I could just see coming back on Monday. And in fairness, I thought this last weekend with Houston, and they get Houston on the back end of this trip. And I was wrong last weekend. They swept Houston. I could see coming in on Monday going, well, the Padres went all out at the deadline. The Red Sox did nothing. And the Red Sox are licking their wounds after San Diego kicked them around the stadium.
Well, it's also funny. There's been so many trade rumors between the Red Sox and the Padres. Yeah. And you and I were like, I don't want to trade Jaron Duran for any of the starters. However, you're going to see Pavetta, King, and Cease in this series. Now, the Padres ended up being buyers, and they're going to be a playoff
team. What are the Sox? It's Bayo, Giolito. Who has the game tonight?
Walker Buehler. So, yeah. So, tonight might not go their way. Oh. But Saturday, Sunday.
You know what I saw about him, Keith? I can't believe.
Who, Buehler?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think he's getting close to, it might be his very next start, but he's getting close to basically every other start he's going to make an extra $500,000. Have you seen this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think he's at 20 starts and it kicks in at 22. It's like 22, 24,
Walker 26. Buehler has a $500,000 incentive that he earns after his 20th, 22nd, 24th, 26th, and 28th starts. Tomorrow, tonight now, is his 20th start. So he's going to get... he's going to get $500K every two starts from here on out.
That's my quote. Doesn't matter how bad a job I do, that's my quote.
John Henry's not going to sit there and keep paying that. This could be a roundabout way where John Henry's cheapness actually works out to help the baseball team. They're like, we're not paying this bum.
Well, if he gets shelled, you can't keep trotting him out there for that. You'd be like, all right, Cooper Criswell will start your games.
Yeah.
You know, they added Dustin
May. Kyle Harrison did look pretty good yesterday.
I was just about to prompt Nick on that. Thank you for jumping in and saying that, Nick.
He did get checked out because they thought he was hurt, but he did look pretty good.
Five scoreless out of my guy, Kyle Harrison.
All right.
Will they go to one of those cheaper? And it would be cheap, but it'd be a weird.
Yeah, let's see how he does tonight.
John Henry's cheapness might actually work out for him.
How about that?
With Walker Buehler and the way they structured that deal.
Excellent
work by Breslow at the negotiating table, for sure.
I know we're up against it, as they say, but do you want to go to line two?
Yes.
Okay.
This is an individual calling themselves Drunk Joe in the car.
I don't like that, Drunk Joe. You better be riding in that car.
Here we go with the joke. Listen, guys, don't you think Roman Anthony signed a hometown discount? That's only like $16 million a year for this eight-year extension. I think this kid cut himself short. Did you guys think that was a cheap...
It's a better deal for the Red Sox. It's a better deal for the Red Sox than it is for him.
He's in the back seat of that car.
Yeah.
Right? We don't need him driving around.
Something tells me that he wasn't referring to himself as Drunk Joe based on his reaction to that.
Got it.
I think that's how he was labeled on the call screen, but I'm not sure that was
a self-imposed today?
Nick. Is that right?
Yeah. I believe Brendan's on phone.
Brendan
gave me the thumbs up.
Drunk Joe. Okay, so he did. I thought, because I like nicknames.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing.
You can't give yourself your own
Big Head Tony. You like taking calls from Big Head Tony. All right, so maybe not so drunk, but either way. Yeah, no, we talked about this quite a bit. I mean, the way the baseball contracts are set up, he's going to get more money sooner, but yeah, he might be leaving some money on the table, but he's also going to hit free agency before he's 30.
That's it. He's hitting free agency at 30, and if the Red Sox pick up the club option, it's going to be $160 million. It's a way better deal for the Red Sox, no doubt about it, but he could have gambled on himself and gotten hurt. He could have gambled on himself, and, you know, the Cassis example that you brought up. Maybe he's just not as good as he's shown, and it's some peace of mind. So, it's definitely a better deal for the Red Sox. Even if he flames out, they can afford it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's doing horribly on this deal. He's one of five players in baseball history to get $100 million at age 21.
Right.
So that's, I mean, not a lot of guys have gotten even this deal.
Two other ways to honor sports legends, in addition to the statue and an award.
Okay.
A type of surgery.
Oh, the Tommy John. I saw it. There were a lot of texts about that.
Tommy John's an all-timer because you mention that all the time. What about being your sports logo like Jerry West?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, you can't, you know, there's only room for one, I guess, of those, but that's a good one.
I thought you were going to say...
Oh, the Mendoza line.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say the sex position that got referred to there, like the reverse Paul Brown.
The reverse Paul Brown.
That's what we always know Brown for.
Of course.
Whenever you think Paul Brown.
An all-timer.
You don't think of the regular.
The reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chef. You think of the reverse Paul
Very
Brown.
Very good.
That's pretty good. Let's go to Emma in New York. Hello, Emma.
Hi. Actually, it's Emma's mom. Sorry. This is Jane. It was perfect. Red Sox got a good deal. Everyone's comparing it to Vladimir and Soto. He's been 2 months. You're comparing year one to year six or seven, right? And so... he would get paid minimum league, pre-ARB, then go to ARB. And I did the calculations because I'm a math geek. Vladimir would get 152 at that stage, and he gets 130. All the escalators are so much better than anybody else. Like, he's actually not getting a bad deal. And I think it's very fair on both sides.
Okay.
And I just...
very fair on both sides. Yeah. Jane, give our best to Emma, if you will. Thanks for dialing us up. Good math there from her.
Five or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
I'm dressed as Scotty.
Who was that? Was that Emma's mom that we talked to?
It's Emma's mom, Jane, I think Jane. Said her name was. Yes.
So, all right, like, so Emma's mom.
Yeah.
Well, so that wasn't Emma.
No, maybe Emma called.
Okay.
And Emma's like, I got stuff to do.
I'll put, right.
Yeah.
I'm mom, not going to sit
mom,
here.
Take a call for me.
Wait for these guys.
I have work, class.
I was not ready for that because she was like, great call by the other guy. And I was like, you sure? And then she was like, getting into the art.
And she disagreed.
But she likes math, so she dug into it, which mm-hmm. and she's like, you know what, this is a good deal for both sides, and kind of crunching the numbers there. So I'll take her word for it. She can call back anytime. That was great. That was good stuff.
Jane, you call back. Emma, whenever you want. Phone lines are open at 617-779-7937. Speaking of that, let's get back to the Patriots. Preseason game number one tonight. How much should Drake May play, and what do you got your eye on in the game? I will give you that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.